The top copy dagger, the power of an Ottoman Empire sultan on display. A powerful and noble ruler requires an equally noble gift, right? In the 1700s world of politics and international relations, this was the norm, to present important rulers with lavish and expensive gifts. The top copy dagger is an ideal example of this practice. Incredibly expensive and truly magnificent, this decorative weapon was intended to be a part of a peace offering between two very powerful realms at the time, the Empire of Iran and the Ottoman Empire. Rich in details and expensive jewels, it was one of the finest daggers ever created. However, it never reached its intended destination. How so? Trove of gold-bejeweled artifacts uncovered at the burial of a Thracian warrior. A master craftsman makes the perfect dagger video. The top copy dagger, finest in its class. The origins of the top copy dagger are directly connected to the global geopolitical situation of the early 18th century. This was a late era of the venerable Ottoman Empire, one of the world's foremost global powers. At the time, this enormous empire was navigating a series of complex relationships with its neighbors, like Austria, Venice, and Persia, Iran, many of whom it warred against. At the time, one of its biggest rivals was modern-day Iran, then called Persia, which grew immensely powerful under its leader, Nader Shah, the King of Kings. Often called the Napoleon of Persia, Nader Shah was known as an exceptional strategist with great military prowess and insatiable territorial ambitions. And in the 1740s, he sought new alliances to bolster his power. 2,300 years and still shining. Archaeologists unearthed brilliantly preserved Chinese sword. Sign language only in the top copy palace of Suleiman. Of course, the relations between Persia and the Ottomans were not always ideal. The two realms moved from periods of peace to periods of great tensions. So, an exchange of gifts to cement a lasting peace was considered necessary. It was commissioned around 1746 by the Ottoman Sultan Mahmud the Hunchback as a part of an elaborate set of gifts intended for Nader Shah. It was meant to symbolize goodwill and diplomacy between these two powerful realms. The set of gifts included not only the top copy dagger, but many extravagant riches as well. These presents were sent with a retinue of 1,000 Ottoman ambassadors, who traveled to Iran to deliver them in person. However, the powerful Nader Shah was assassinated by his own courtiers in June 1747, before the retinue of gift-bearers could even reach him. They had to return back to Istanbul with all the gifts, which thus never reached their intended destination. On the other hand, Nader Shah himself sent gifts just before he was killed. These did reach the Ottoman Sultan and included extraordinary things, such as pearls from the Persian Gulf, a Mughal throne bedecked with jewels, and two dancing Mughal elephants. A dagger of some magnificence. The dagger was truly an exquisitely crafted weapon. Meant to reflect the Ottoman imperial power, this weapon stood out for its truly unparalleled appearance and artistry. Measuring approximately 35 centimeters, 14 in, length, the weapon features a curved, single-edged blade forged from high-quality steel. The type of the dagger is known as a jambiya, originating in Yemen. The dagger's hilt and pommel were both richly decorated and encrusted with dazzling Colombian emeralds, each one the size of a quail's egg. This was also a presentation of Ottoman power, as it clearly showed that the empire had access to rare and very valuable gemstones. In the pommel of the dagger is set a rich English watch, covered by another emerald. It allowed the wearer of the dagger to observe the time while wearing it on his person. The scabbard of the dagger is equally opulent. Made of gold and inlaid with diamonds, rubies, and other precious stones, it clearly reflected the skill of Ottoman jewelers. The intricate floral and arabesque motifs carved into the scabbard reflect the aesthetic preferences of the Ottoman court, which blended influences from Persian, Arab, and Byzantine traditions. Many of the inlaid jewels were green in color, since that was traditionally considered the color of the Prophet Muhammad and the concept of paradise in Islamic belief. When gifts were imbued with this color, they carried special significance for those receiving it, as they carried a sacred meaning and the goodwill of the giver. Authority, status, unbridled power. As with many artifacts of its kind, the top copy dagger was more than just a weapon, it was a symbol of authority and status. In the tradition of the Ottoman rulers, a finely crafted dagger presented as a gift carried special meaning. Daggers had symbolic meaning and reinforced power and authority, and were often sent as gifts to cement relationships and strengthen diplomatic ties. Gifting this to Nader Shah, Sultan Mahmud the Hunchback intended to recognize his power and importance while asserting his own at the same time. But, alas, the dagger was never gifted to the Shah, who was brutally murdered in the 11th year of his reign. Returned to Istanbul, the dagger remained in the treasury of the imperial palace ever since. Today, it is one of the most precious exhibits in the Topkapi Palace Museum, and its value is immeasurable. We can only imagine how expensive it was to make it back in 1746. It truly shows to us how wealthy the Ottoman sultans really were. By Alexa Vukovic.